Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There, Johnny Marks.
First Friday back here at Chickie's. We go from football season Mondays to non-football season, at least when the Eagle season's over, Fridays. So we're happy to be back here on a Friday as we look ahead a little bit towards the championship games on Sunday. And believe me, I know a lot of people are talking about the baseball and the cheating stuff or whatever, and we have plenty of things to say about that. But let's start first with the championship games. Let's start first with Andy Reid. This is going to be, I believe, two excellent games on Sunday, but certainly with Andy and Philadelphia, it's going to be a rooting day in Philadelphia. A lot of Eagles fans are rooting for Andy Reid to get that another chance to win a Super Bowl. A lot of Eagles fans are not rooting for Andy Reid. And then me, that's kind of looking for some stimulus, but I'm not really sure, right? So, I mean, I guess I'll put it this way. I'm definitely not rooting against Andy. Bill Matz, our producer here today live at Chickie's, he's rooting against Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not rooting against him.
That scoundrel.
It is a little bit of a scoundrel thing to do. I'm not necessarily rooting against him, but I'm definitely watching to see what happens with clock management, if he screws it up. If he screws something up, I'm not going to say I won't maybe get a kick out of it or won't text message people or whatever. But either way, I win on Sunday because he's going to be coaching and it's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
And you're going to be rooting like hell. We know that. Mm-hmm. But why? Like, so, Jack, you, for instance, right? Like, I've made my case clear to what I'm doing with Andy Reid and how
I'm watching.
Well,
no, you haven't really made your case clear. You're rooting against Andy Reid. Just say it. You can't say that I am rooting for him to mess up clock management and then say, hope he wins.
I'm not rooting for him to mess up clock management, but I'm watching to see if he does. And I'm not saying that I'm not saying I'll be mad if he screws something up.
Yeah, so you're rooting for him to screw up.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there, Jack.
That is exactly what you're doing. You're rooting for Andy to screw up this weekend.
You are.
It wouldn't make me, I mean, all right, maybe it would, but I'm trying to say it wouldn't make me happy, but that would kind of be a lie because part of me would be entertained if that happened.
You can go ahead. You're not alone.
But I'm not like Bill Matz that's actively rooting against them. Like, I do not want him to win. I do not want him to win. No, I don't feel like that at all. I have no reason to not want Andy Reid to win. But at the same time, I am watching because the possibility of Patrick Mahomes maybe not being Andy Reid-proof is out there. I don't know if he's Andy Reid-proof. I don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. In fact, I already picked the Titans to win the Super Bowl, so obviously I think they're going to win on Sunday. I don't necessarily know if I think they're going to win because Andy Reid screws it up, but I'll be watching because of that, that's for sure. I'll be more interested in it. Well, how about you, Jack?
I'm always rooting for him to mess up the clock. There's nothing that makes – I just think it's the funniest thing in the world when he figures it out and then just wastes away another Super Bowl chance. It's more fun for me to watch Andy do that than it is for Andy to win.
Well, that's mean. Yeah. I don't know if it's a nice thing to say. Like, you're a former player and a big fan of Andy. That can't make you happy that people feel like that. But
I mean, I don't really care.
I
don't really care. It's not going to affect me one way or the other and how I feel about the guy. I mean, so he means something different to me than an average fan. So,
right.
You know, so that's not going to change.
888-729-9494. So we know it's here the Friday before the championship games, and Andy Reid has another chance to get back to the Super Bowl for his team to win or lose, or maybe even have a direct hand in how it happens. So we're watching for that reason. But I'm always.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. If they lose Sunday, it won't be because of Andy Reid.
No?
No.
Because do you buy the Titans at all?
Oh, yeah.
But
they just aren't better than the Kansas City Chiefs. So if they lose Sunday, it'll be because the quarterback did not play a good game. That won't be Andy Reid's fault.
All right.
Well, yeah, there's no way Pat Mahomes can go out there and be Pat Mahomes and Tennessee is going to beat them. So he's going to have to turn the ball over. He's going to have to play a poor game in order for them to lose. There's no way. This isn't Tom Brady and Bill Belichick from last year, right? That wasn't even Andy Reid's fault. It's not Andy Reid's fault. D Ford lined up all sides.
Not at all.
Right? And it's the reason Andy Reid didn't play. He doesn't coach defense. So it's not his fault that his defense couldn't get off the field and New England basically ate up all the clock. As a matter of fact, I think his offense scored 31 points in about 15 minutes of actual game action. So, like, it won't be because of Andy Reid and that offense.
I mean, maybe.
He has. When you have Alex Smith, you have to coach perfectly.
Yeah,
when you have Pat Mahomes, yeah, the guy's too good. That offense is too good. And like I said, they lose this game, it'll be because Pat Mahomes didn't play well.
Okay.
There's no way Pat Mahomes can play a game without turning the ball over, and they still lose.
But I mean, you're right. If he plays a great game, you're right.
They're going to win.
The Chiefs probably win, but even so, if it's a tight game, that's where people start to wonder what happens with Andy. If it's a close game, if they don't have timeouts and they're going down the field, they don't have enough time. All those things come into play. But you know, it's pretty interesting that even after a Super Bowl, that we get as many people that still root against Andy Reid and still have. They still have flashbacks of 2002 and 2003. I thought that changed with everything, but with the Super Bowl. But I mean, I guess I didn't. So we have the Andy stuff. If you're not rooting for Andy, why? 888-729-9494. Why? Why wouldn't you root for Andy? And be specific. Bill Matz just can't get over Andy Reid, our producer. He just said, he's like, I know I'm a child. I just can't get over Andy Reid. I'm over Andy Reid. I like Andy Reid, right? But I'm also kind of a, you know, I enjoy entertainment. And Andy Reid coaching in an AFC championship game, to me, is entertaining for more than just his team's good, because the possibility that we've seen before is there. And you almost find yourself kind of rooting to see if that's going to happen again. So we have that to start off. Ike, the big story that's also everybody's talking about in the sports world is the Major League Baseball cheating scandal. And is there anything else coming out today? Are there going to be more people that are singled out that come out? Is there more video that's going to be analyzed? You know, I know people have opinions about it. Yesterday we had the caller that called in and compared it to World War II, and that got some national play in some places. But I mean, everybody still has opinions on it. Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Yeah, Jack, where was it? It was played on our radio.com show, Home and Home,
yeah,
this morning. But a guy, I think the last I saw, there's thousands of retweets.
I was also on Pardon My Take.
It was on Pardon My Take, which is the biggest popular
podcast in the world.
So we have that. But let me say this about people are blaming the Astros, and they should. People are blaming the players, and they should. People are blaming the manager and everybody else, and they should. But Major League Baseball needs to be blamed, too. And they still can't be trusted. Years after they fell asleep at the wheel with steroids, they've pretty much done the same thing with this whole sign-stealing thing. And honestly, it's probably not as bad as it's now going to seem, because they're in complete damage control mode. Now they're just trying to move on from it. They've punished their people. And now they're moving on. Oh, there was no evidence that the Astros were doing anything with buzzers on them or anything like that. Okay, I don't know about that, but you know, the commissioner knew, baseball knew, and yet they didn't do anything about it. And it took a former Astros player to come out to speak out about it on the record for all this to happen. And now he's getting criticized and everything else. Mm-hmm. It's I mean, do you think he's a rat? Do you think Mike Fiers is a rat, as some people are portraying him to be in the media?
Was he a part of it?
He was.
He was a part of it?
I mean, he was on the team. I don't know.
I mean, was he?
He was a pitcher, so he's not.
Was he benefiting from it?
Yes.
I mean, was he?
Yes, he was on the team. He would have benefited from it.
I mean, but did he know it was happening is what I'm saying. See, to me, if you are knowingly participating in this and then you decide to tell on people, that I could see where people would classify you a rat. But there's also a such thing as a citizen's arrest. So if there is someone who's not a part of that and they find out about it and they feel like the integrity of the game is being compromised and they decide to expose that, I don't think you can necessarily consider them a rat.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't. Now, if you're a part of it, if you and I go commit a crime, and you know, you get caught and I don't.
And they say, give me who you're involved with.
Exactly.
And
you tell them, you're a rat. But if you and I are just out together and you go commit a damn crime and I didn't know you were going to commit a crime and I'm and all of a sudden all hell breaks loose and they grab me and I'm sitting there like, hey, I don't know what the hell's going on. Yeah, Johnny Marks. He did it.
It was him, not me. But if Fires doesn't come out in an article with The Athletic and put his name to it, none of this is happening right now. And
hey, listen, I teach my kids, man. We don't go to jail for nothing now. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You don't just take a hit for no reason.
But I do not. In fact, I mean, some people are suggesting that the reasons for him coming out are what makes people say bad things about him. But the bottom line is, if he doesn't come out and say mm-hmm. something, no one knows about any of this right now.
Right.
The teams weren't going public with this. The players weren't going public with this. Baseball right. sure as hell wasn't doing anything, and they knew that it was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the cheating continues, and then you know what happens? Teams get more bold. More teams are now looking at it to say, well, this is what we have to do to compete.
See, here's the thing I would say, right, as I see this. Like, this is a black eye on baseball, right? So I see this and I say, well, as a diehard fan, are you someone that is bothered by this? Are you someone that's turned off by this? Or are you someone who says, like you were saying yesterday, that cheating is a part of baseball. It's just a matter of what line do you cross, what's unwritten rules.
What is too much cheating?
Right, what is too much? You know, the casual fan may say, you know what, I'm out. So you lose the casual fan, right? But for the people who love the sport and follow the sport, those are the people who this impacts, right? Those are the people where they're going to keep the game alive. Those are the people baseball are trying to sort of keep this away from. Because they have to be afraid of as to whether or not, you know, does this hurt our popularity?
I think it actually.
You're already third as it is in this country.
In a weird way, they're getting more.
It might be fourth. College football may be bigger than baseball.
I think if you looked at numbers, you'd probably be right.
Right?
No, I mean, listen, I don't know the exact numbers, but I would think you're right. Especially from a national level, maybe
that's what I'm saying. Nationally,
locally, we're probably paying more attention to the Phillies.
Put the big games on college football Saturday night. Those big games.
Well, I'm watching that over out of town baseball. I have no interest in out of town baseball anymore. 888-729-9494. But I actually think it's. I don't think it's bad for baseball. This is incredible. This whole thing is fascinating. This whole thing is interesting. This whole thing. I'm on the internet last night. I'm looking at everything. I'm reading everything, right? I mean, is it going to help people watch in April? I don't know. Is it going to make less people watch? I
think it does.
I don't know.
I think it does.
888-729-9494. We're live at Chickies and Pete's. We'll start with you on the phones. Coming up next, what are you rooting for harder this weekend? Andy to win or Andy to mess up? That's a weird way of putting it on Twitter, Jack. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Well, We're back.
Well, I hate you, man. I'm telling you.
Live from Chickies and Pete's. Marks and Reese.
This is his day, so let's keep the questions directed towards and about Stacy. You can ask me questions, again, about Stacy. I want to keep this his day. It's a special day for him, and let's keep it that way.
So that was the day Brian Dawkins had left because they signed Stacy Andrews. We're back, Marks and Reese. That's what that was, Jack?
Yeah.
With Andy Reid, okay. All right, we're back live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Football Friday. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, their flagship store. If you're getting engaged in 2020, the greatest selection, best selection in the area, marks-jewelers.com. It's about rooting for Andy Reid this weekend. To win or to mess it up, what are you rooting for more? Jack Fritz, you said to mess it up?
I did.
Of course he did.
You're a rat, and you're trying to get me to say that to where
I just want you to say what you believe.
I already said what I believe.
I know, but you, deep down in your gut, but want to root for Andy Reid to mess it up this weekend.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yes, you do.
Maybe it might be 60-40 of what I would like to see more, but it's still 60-40. It's not.
Well, at least I know where I'm at. I want to see him mess it up.
Maybe 70-30. 888-729-9494. All right, phone calls on that, and phone calls on the cheating stuff, too, with baseball, because this is far deeper and bigger than just an Astros and a Red Sox problem. What Major League Baseball is trying to do is they're trying to say, oh, This is contained. There's no issue here. Let's move on. We punish the teams. We punish the players. Or we punish the GM and the managers, and let's move on. No, Major League Baseball knew this was going on. This is a problem bigger than just two teams. And they wanted to do nothing about it until they had no other. They had to do it. They had to do it once someone comes out and puts their name to it. If Ken Rosenthal has an unnamed player, nobody does anything about it. But the fact that an actual player that was on those teams comes out and puts his name to it, now it becomes an issue, and now they got to actually investigate it. To the phones, Brian in Elkton, Maryland. Hey. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing? I love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I just wanted to call, you know, with the whole thing with Andy Reid. Like, recently I had this job that I was supposed to get, and I was excited about it. But unfortunately, it fell through, and I'm like, well, you know, now I don't have to do all that extra work. In a similar situation, I think, Johnny, you're feeling in terms of Andy Reid for all he did for the city. Oh, that's great. You know, and if he wins, I'm going to cheer for him. But at the same time, if he doesn't, there's a silver lining. I was frustrated by the fact that he didn't do clock manager. He wasn't a better, you know, coach at the right time. And if it doesn't happen this time, then you're going to feel a sense of vindication in the frustration of what happened in 2004.
You know, Brian, I don't look back to anything from his past. I don't.
Yeah, but
I don't. Sorry, man. I don't look at 2002 and be like, damn, if he loses on Sunday, that's going to make me feel better. Jack, why would you like it other than just the entertainment factor?
What do you do to you?
Yeah,
me?
Yeah, you.
Well, I just like watching him mess up the clock.
You're entertained by it.
Yeah, it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh. It's nothing against Andy. Like, I think he's a good dude. But just when I have the chance to watch him mess it up, that's what I'm rooting for.
Yeah, me kind of.
Yeah, you're trying to disguise that you're not a bad person, but you really are.
Yeah,
now we're throwing out a bad person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a mean guy.
Yeah, you are. I don't want to totally say I'm a bad person,
yeah,
too. But
you're trying to disguise it, but you really are.
Let's go to Hassan, Strawberry Mansion. Hi, Hassan.
Can't be happy for someone else. You're praying for their downfall.
Yeah. But what if you're not rooting for him to suffer. If it happens,
I think you are.
No,
I think
but
you
if
are.
It happens, I'm going to enjoy it.
Just come join me on the dark side.
What's up, Hassan? How are you?
I'm good, fellas. How y'all guys doing today?
Good.
What's up, Hassan?
Good to talk to you.
Not much. Marks, I'm siding with you today. I'm watching just to see how Andy's gonna mess this one up. Like, I just don't. He's messed up too much for me, Ike. I'm sorry. I watched him sitting there dumbfounded, not knowing what to do. Well, I feel like he should have handled T.O. better. I don't want to bring that up,
okay.
But I feel like he should have handled that better, and we could have had a dynasty there. Donovan was throwing the James trash. And Todd Stinkton, and we're complaining about Aguilar and them. Like, at least they caught the ball sometimes. Like, they caught the ball and went downfield.
Yeah.
If he would have had T.O. for some years, I see a ring in here. But we're not going to dwell on that or Andy to get him.
That's more or less T.O. That was probably more T.O.'s fault than it was Donovan and Andy's.
So, well, T.O. went left. He went left fast. But I feel like he signed to get here thinking that they would pay him once he proved himself.
And they
should have. He proved himself,
yeah.
And they didn't pay him. Like, he did go left, but that's why I said that's a whole conversation for another day.
Okay.
But I got to take on that cheating thing. Like,
right.
I feel like they should, if they could take those kids' title in Louisville for taking money, for signing the autograph or whatever somebody might do,
right.
They should take them titles for that. Like,
I'm for one that
you ain't cheating, you ain't trying in baseball. Because if you can sit there, if I can sit on second base and steal your sign, I really don't think there's anything wrong with a cameraman doing it. It's almost the same thing. If you ask me, it's just you got it on tape now and I can hold it longer. Switch your signs up if you know I got it.
Yeah, but what they were doing, they had real-time intelligence to where they knew what was coming as the pitch was coming. You know what I mean? I mean, that was...
Yeah, that's next level, man.
Yeah, they went next level on, man. This.
Like, it's getting crazy when you talk about he's buzzing people and they're wearing wires. Like, that's what I mean. Like, that's way over the top. Like, That's way over on that second base, and I caught on to the pitchers doing this every time he's throwing a fastball, or he might do this when he got a curveball. I know he's shifting his body this way. Like, what's going on in there? And then for the Boston to turn around and win off the same thing, like, you have to put an asterisk by that big time. Big
got
time.
To.
All right, Hassan, appreciate it.
I heard somebody say this yesterday on one. I think it was the show after. I think it was Joe. Yeah, Joe and Howard about the cheating thing. Man, when you hear about the device and the buzzer thing, man, doesn't it take you straight to casino?
Yes.
You know, right? When they caught the guy in the movie Casino, buzzing his buddy, and then they had to take him in the back room. Yeah. Come on, man.
No, you're picturing being like, you wearing a wire. And ripping the shirt, and a hairy chest has this wire taped to it. Like, what? Yeah, you go back to the Sopranos.
Yes.
In all those episodes.
Yes. No, Big Pussy. He was wearing a wire. Yeah.
And now he's swimming with the fishes or whatever.
Yeah, man.
But, like, here's the thing with Houston, and it's the question of, and I don't believe Major League Baseball is going to take away their title, but they should, and they should consider it because you know when there's a university that is obviously breaking rules and they get their suspension or they're ineligible for however many years, and then you have the university that looks like they could be cited for lack of institutional control, that things are just totally out of control. It goes above boosters doing something. It goes above players getting this or getting that. It's just like total chaos. It's SMU way back in the day.
Right.
Doesn't it feel like the Astros are that? We're not talking about 1 year. We're not talking about it was. We're talking about it like in the whole organization was just totally out of control.
Yeah, and then maybe that's why they cracked them as much as they could, right? I guess a $5 million fine is the most they could fine them.
It was a max.
Yeah,
it was the max they can give to the owner and to the team. That's true. By the way, like we have some Eagles news here.
Oh, what you got?
That Philip Daniels, who was their D line coach, is gone after one season. Has been let go. So I know that you were speculating, wondering if he was going to be coming back or not. He is not back?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I said that yesterday that I didn't think that they were, or 2 days ago, I didn't think they were done making coaching changes. So, and they still may not be done.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, well. Being that you have a pretty good grip or feel on things before, I will keep an eye on that.
Well, listen, there's a lot of areas of improvement that need to be made, and I would imagine Jeffrey Lurie wants new voices in here, new guys that can get the most out of these players, because if they're discussing what are the issues with the roster, is it talent evaluation or talent development?
Well, based on what they're doing, it tells me they believe that it's also developing. It's not just the players that they're getting.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you're right. I mean, that's certainly – hopefully they're going to try to draft better players too, but certainly they're looking at if they're not being developed properly, for sure. Kim in Allentown's not rooting for Andy Reid on Sunday. Kim, how are you?
Good. This is the first time I called your show. I listen all the time, but I usually call the morning show. So.
Nice to talk to you. Oh, so that's why you're not rooting for him. You're a morning show caller.
No, and now I feel bad because Ike's like, you're a mean person. I remember the pain of, like, you remember his press conferences where he wouldn't, like, ever take, like, you know, like, he wouldn't say, like, yeah, I made a mistake or whatever. And, like, I just feel like the Kansas City fans need to feel that pain a little bit more. of having
oh,
him
they
for
felt
the head
it.
Coach.
Yeah, yeah, so you want them to suffer like we did, you're saying.
Yeah, like, you know, like, they can have, like, I love Pat Mahomes. He's a great kid. And honestly, I actually think he might be, like, it, you know, he might be able to even just help Andy Reid, but I don't know. Like, I think that most of the people in Philadelphia would not be like, oh, yeah, Andy deserves a ring if we didn't have one first.
Oh, I would agree.
Yeah, I think the Super Bowl changes things.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we're saying. Yeah, like now that the Eagles have a Super Bowl, you can sort of root for Andy Reid to have success because we have a ring here. I mean, Kim, he is responsible for a pretty good era of Eagles football, and his model for winning is what the Eagles still use to this day. They certainly used it to get a Super Bowl, not to mention the head coach who won you the Super Bowl is not here without Andy Reid. And I mean that from a literal standpoint, that Andy Reid highly, highly suggested to Jeffrey Lurie that they hire Doug Peterson as a head coach.
Oh, Ike, you're making me feel bad.
You should feel bad. I'm here to make everyone feel bad today who's not rooting for Andy Reid Sunday. I'm here to make you feel
bad today.
That is my goal.
Jack, do you feel bad?
No.
That is my goal. That is my goal. The fact that this man helped put together a module for success that you can follow, that this organization still uses.
No, you're right.
To this day, right? To this day. And when you think about where the team is at right now, Howie Roseman learned under Andy Reid. So did Doug Peterson learn under Andy Reid.
It's the entire organization. Andy valued quarterbacks, tackles, offensive line,
process.
Defensive ends, cornerbacks.
Yes.
What do they value now? The same thing.
Yes.
The same exact thing. They like to draft and then re-sign their young players. They care about culture. It's the same thing. 20 years later, it's the same thing from when Andy got here and more or less built this organization. You're exactly right.
Yeah, and when they wanted to hire someone else, Ben McAdoo or whomever they may have been looking at, because they weren't looking at Doug Peterson.
Or Chip 7 years ago
today. Well, I mean after Chip.
Oh.
So this is after Chip, after they got rid of Chip and they were looking at other guys. Adam Gase, you know, spurned them. That was someone who was supposedly hot on their coaching list.
That would have been a hot mess.
It was Andy Reid pushing Doug Peterson here.
Oh.
It was Andy pushing Doug here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, everything that you're saying right is correct, right? And you would have thought the Super Bowl, for a lot of people, would have maybe softened them.
Remember the people that were like, Andy's trying to sabotage the organization by sending Doug Peterson.
Well, he might have been.
He's
you never know.
Doug Peterson, sending an Andy disciple here.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
But to like, it's for me, it's changed. I don't have, like, literally, I don't look back on 2002 was really disappointing. It was
2002. That was 18 years ago.
No, but what I'm saying is that the Super Bowl changed that, right? The Super Bowl changed everything to where I wasn't like whenever we would talk about the toughest loss as a Philadelphia sports fan, that would always be number one on my list, and it still hurt. It doesn't hurt the way that it did before the Super Bowl, because you got the taste of the championship. It made that easier, right? So like, I don't really have any reason to not root for Andy Reid other than what Jack's saying is it's interesting to watch. It's fun to see what he's going to do at the end of the game. Let's go to Jason. Jason's actually going to say cheating is good for baseball. Jason in Jason on the cell. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are we doing?
What's up?
What's up, Jason?
I don't think that cheating is good for baseball. What I think is, like you guys were saying, how you don't think baseball will have ratings, like that much ratings this upcoming season. What I think is, like, in the start of baseball, I don't think a lot of people are going to be watching it. But I feel like there's going to be a lot more rivalries. I think that the players are pissed off, and they want to go out and show everyone, like, yo, like, this is baseball. Like we're not here to cheat. We want to play. And I just feel like you're going to see some really good baseball this year.
How does this make a sport more attractive? It's already a slow sport. So you're already losing viewership and interest from a young generation already. So, and when you throw in the cheating scandal part of it, like, how does this make the game more attractive to people? Like, it just doesn't. It just gives people another reason not to pay attention to the sport.
Yeah, you're right. It's a long game, 9 innings, dude. It's a long time. You got to wait. It's a hassle. It's not good for the sport. Like, I'm not saying that. I just feel like, you know, the players are upset about it. Other people don't really care. Like,
You just think think the players play better. Here's where I think.
Yeah, they played better on steroids too.
Well, they played better when they knew a fastball was coming.
Yeah, people enjoyed the steroid era, huh?
People haven't enjoyed this era.
The long ball.
Let me tell you something. These baseball nerds. I want all of them out, including the one we have here. These baseball nerd GMs have ruined the sport because this is the kind of stuff they're doing. They're worried about exit velo and launch angle. And they're complicating things from when you were actually could steal signs and it was a part of the game. Now these guys are taking it to the next level. They've ruined the sport. They've ruined baseball.
Relax, Boomer.
They've ruined baseball. So really, baseball's a healthy sport right now, dude? Like, really? Like, more people are paying attention right now than ever because of a cheating scandal, not because of the play on the field. Right? So more people are paying attention right now. You think that once the season starts, people are going to be hopping and skipping and jumping to watch a game in April? You're nuts, man.
I don't even think people are paying attention right now. I mean, we are in the media because it's something for us to talk about. And these, you know, sports fans, they're either into hockey right now, and they got the NBA going on, and you got NFL playoffs right now. And that's probably why baseball wants this to go away fast. While there are other interests of just sports fans, people aren't yet ready to get into baseball.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
But when spring,
when spring training opens, they don't want this to be a story.
Well, I can't wait. I want to hear all those Astros players have to answer questions. I want to hear all of them lie. You know, because who's come out and spoken so far? You heard a lot of major league players coming out and talking, maybe a tweet or two.
Yeah, they don't want to talk.
You know why they don't? Because they know their damn teams are doing the same thing. Maybe not as advanced.
Right.
Maybe not as intricate.
They probably know their teams are doing something.
But they know everybody's cheating. They do.
Everybody's cheating.
Jack, is everybody cheating? 888-729-9494.
Jack, more proof that you guys are the fourth best athletes of the four major sports, brother. A lot of cheating going on.
Oh, it's also the easiest one to cheat in.
Yeah.
What does that do with athleticism?
The very fact that you need to do all this stuff
we're just trying
perform.
To win.
Athletes in baseball, really? They're baseball players.
I mean, no offense to Ben Davis and the rest of my baseball brothers out there that listen.
Well, there are athletic athletes that play baseball, but then there's guys like Jack that weren't athletes. Right? He was a pitcher. There's a difference. Right?
Like pitching a complete game is the equivalent of running a marathon, or so
dude,
I was told.
You're closer to a bowler than an athlete.
Oh, would you stop?
888-729.
High school band leader.
Bowlers aren't athletes? No? Like golfers aren't athletes?
Right. 888-729-9494.
Is that like horses aren't athletes?
It's Marks and Reese. Well, no, our jockey's athletes.
Yeah, we've done those shows before.
Our jockey's athletes.
Yeah. Well, Secretariat's the best athlete
jockey
of all time.
Jockey certainly isn't an athlete, for
no?
sure. No, the horse is more
the
an
horse
athlete.
Is the athlete.
Yes.
Then what's a jockey?
A damn jockey. That's what he is.
888-729-9494.
That's what he is.
We are
that dude that gets on Carson. He's a hood ornament.
Pretty much.
That's all he is.
Coming up next, first of all, we'll go back to your phones. We have the whole cheating scandal. People rooting for Andy, people not rooting for Andy. We'll discuss. But also, Jessica Mendoza of ESPN Sunday Night Baseball yesterday was talking about Mike Fiers, the guy who came out and spoke up about it. We'll play the sound because she might end up losing her job, at least in part because of her comments.
Really?
And we'll discuss them. Yeah, I was reading today. She wasn't necessarily on safe footing as it was, but this might be end up being the nail in the coffin. Marks and Reese, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Don't go anywhere.
All right, now McGregor and Cerrone are facing off, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you the chance to get an even bigger win when you bet on the big fight. Sign up with promo code Notorious and place a $10 bet on McGregor. Now, if he wins, they'll give you up to $120 in site credit. Just sign up using promo code Notorious to qualify. FanDuel Sportsbook also has special promotions running every single day, like close loss insurance, touchdown bonuses, and boosted odds. Best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook has lightning fast withdrawals. Now, that means you can have your winnings in your pocket in as little as 24 hours. So make sure you sign up using promo code Notorious and place a $10 bet on McGregor. If he wins, they'll give you up to $120.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.